just like bodily action. Now you feel fall of nature. So you have to pass, you mean?
No, that is true.
Yes, sir. That's
not it.
That
action you are not at it.
Yeah.
But the ugly
Sun totally has to become gunasita.
Yes.
That is bhakti yoga.
Last week the bhakti, then finally you said like this. Mamcho vicharana bhakti yoga.
Yes. That is the only gunasita position.
This quality is the taste of that man. After he attains that, this quality is the taste of that man. How we can taste that man?
No. Tasting, that is also stated. Just like these Europeans, Americans, in their previous position,
yes,
there are many bad heads. But somehow or other, they are getting to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
That is their position, gunadita. Even by habit, they commit something mistake. That is not to be definite.
No, that is not true.
Because, just here, just like a fan is moving,
yes,
and make the switch off. So the switch is off, that is first considered. After the switch being off, the fan is moving, that is no consideration. You understand? Because the fan was in force, so although you have made the switch off, it's still moving.
It's still moving, yes.
And that is not to be taken.
That's not really, yes, correct, because it's the old past action.
Yes.
That wheel has to move. I just move up it.
That's because the switch is now off.
Yes.
It will stop.
It is stop.
Sasrat bhavati dharma apna. Sasrat bhavati dharma. Because he has taken to the shelter of the strong. Therefore, his all past business is finished. Although due to past habits,
yes,
sometimes you find some mistake. It is not to be said. Because this thing will go.
This thing will go the very soon. Past action.
Yes, very soon.
Because that wheel has to move and it will come of its own. So there is further impact.
What is that part? Sasrat bhavati dharma atma.
Somebody
was asking me that Rascal Bharati's article.
Yes.
Yeah. That one Australian.
Yes.
Yeah. Some so, these rascals may speak something.
Yes. Yeah.
But we cannot stop our movement.
Uh-huh.
Our movement is increasing all over the world.
In
spite of all criticism.
So
we don't care for that.
Positive thing there, no.
Because we know that we are following the footsteps of predecessor Akaja. That's all. We don't mind. And actually, it is happening. Otherwise, within 6-7 years, so much progress could not be possible. What is the word?
Arambha.
Abhu Achana Pari?
Manap Maneva Tulja Tulja Mitali Pakshana Sarva Arambha Parityaj.
That is another meaning, is beginning.
Beginning, that's right.
So,
beginning of what?
There is no beginning. Just like, it is already kept to Krishna consciousness. So why should he get something as beginning? Let's just continue.
Arambha of what one? Arambha is a Vedanta.
And another Arambha.
Arambha.
That is Hambha. Hambhagism. Arambhor.
Arambhor means you say
Arambhor. Arambhor means begin.
Yes.
So you see, already we are chanting Hare Krishna. What is this? New thing. You begin this, you begin that. No, come on. That's all. Harinama,
but even then you have got to eat. You have got to go to W2.
That is going on.
These Aramba Parishadi. You don't take any cognizance of these verses being done by the body. I think that is to my mind. The exact meaning, I have not been able to grasp and I want to
know. That I want to explain. If you have taken seriously Krishna concept, right? So, something happening due to my past habits, you should not take care of. It will subside. This is the final conclusion. Final conclusion. That if anyone has taken devotional service seriously, a Bhavicharya means
Pativrata,
as instructed by the spiritual master. If one takes this business very seriously and is executing that, then he is Gunasi. Brahma means Vedas. Brahma means there are so many things. So many things. Either Brahmana, Brahma Jyoti. People are very much impersonal. They think realization of Brahma Jyoti is final. So just to reply them, this sloka is Brahmana Aham Pratishtha. Where from this Jyoti is coming? This is very common, sir.
Correct.
A Jyoti, just like this Jyoti, this clearness, no darkness. Where from is it coming? Everyone knows it is coming from the sun. Without the sun, why at night there was no such jyoti? Because the sun is rising. Therefore this jyoti has come. Similarly, now why don't you hear?
I am hearing.
Well, then, just hear. It is very important for jyoti. It must come through some source.
Jyoti has to come through source.
Yes. And that is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. That Jasya Prabha.
Jasya Prabha, yes.
Jasya Prabha Prabhavatu Jagadanna Koti. Koti Su Asinsu Vasudhari Vimhuti Vimnam. This creation, the whole creation in this material.
Yes.
That is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it is said, Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma.
Sarvam Khaluidam.
Because everything is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. And that is confirmed also in the Bhagavad Gita. Masthani Sarvabhutan. This Masthani means
within the Brahma.
Within the Brahma. And this Brahma is the embodiment of body of Krishna.
That is, Sajanand Swami said continually that you must never think that Krishna is without a body. He always said that you must never think that Krishna is without body. Without body there cannot be any. And Krishna has body and all this is the Brahma Jyoti Pratishtha. That Brahma is Amrita.
Amrita, Brahma, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani is itself. So this Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. They are this one and the same. But it is the person's realization. Now common man, they can understand what is this sun sign. But they cannot know what is the sun globe. Or what is within the sun globe.
What is within the sun globe? Yes, correct.
So those who are satisfied only Brahma Jyoti, their knowledge is not yet perfect. They do not know where from the Brahma Jyoti comes. Who is the source of Brahma Jyoti?
So you have taken here.
Yeah. As Paramatma, he is Kshetraja of everybody.
So he knows the working of everybody.
Yes.
Kshetra Kshetra Gnao Jnanam Tat Jnanam Matam Mama.
Yes.
Tat Kshetram Yatya Yadrukya Yatikari Yatasya Sadaya Kshetraja.
This point matter be clearly understood. Then you go farther. Kshetra, this body is Kshetra. Kshetra means the field of activity. Just like a Kishan was finished, built. And he receives the results.
Yes.
As he works, he gets the results. Similarly, this body is Kshetra. And we are working with this body. And we are reaping the results. Karmana, Daivana, Srena. Karmana. So this is the Kshetra and Kshetra. Now, and next he says that I am also Kshetra. I am also Kshetra. How he is Kshetra? Because he is Paramatma.
He is a presiding deity.
Therefore, there are two Kshetras. One, the Jivatma, and one, the Paramatma. The Mayavadis do not accept it. They say the only Kshetra. Jivatma and Paramatma is there.
Vasupurna
That is confirmed.
Vasupurna.
There are three bars.
Bhagavad Gita it is.
Two bars.
Yes.
Two bars. Bhagavad Gita is clearly said. Anumanta, Upadrashta. One Kshetra means Anumanta and Upadrashta. Another Kshetra is not Anumanta, he simply enjoys. But there is
Yavima Purushavloke, Kshara Sakshara, Kshara Sarvani Bhutani. Putastu Aksharute, Uttamaha Purushastu Anya Paramatma. Uttamaha Purushastu Paramatma.
Kshara Akshara means conditioned soul and liberated soul. Those who are in the Vaikuntha world, spiritual world, they are all liberated souls. And those who are within this material world, they are conditioned souls. So, now let us finish. So, this should be clearly understood. That in this body, both the Paramatma and Jivatma live.
Stay together.
But the Mayavadi says there is no Jivatma, the same thing, Paramatma. That is not.
Those two bars are giving them the same thing.
That is the difference. Paramatma and Jivatma, what is the difference? Krishna says, the Sarva Kshetra is bhar. This is very practical. That I am the Jivatma. I am living in this body. I know the business of my body, pains and pleasures, but I do not know what is the pains and pleasures of your body. You also do not know what is the pains and pleasures. Therefore, we are individuals. But Paramatma, because he is there, he knows what is your pains and pleasures, what is my life pains and pleasures. Not only you, but all living in it. That is Paramatma. So those who are falsely claiming that I am Paramatma, so this is the test. Whether you are cognizant of everything.
Right.
Yes, but you cannot falsely claim that I am Paramatma or I am God. Whether you have got this all-pervading knowledge, this is the only test to the pretenders. That he is God, he is Paramatma.
That is the ocean of separation. Now,
Mahabhutani
Ankaro, Putya
Vatameva. Now he comes to the material
Pancha,
elements.
Icha Dvesha Sukamdo.
Yes, that is. Why? They should be included. I don't understand that. What is that?
These are all Mahabhutani Ankaro, Putya Vatameva, India.
Icha Dvesha Sukamdo. Mind is also material.
Sukham, Sukham.
Sangata, Chetana.
Yes. Chetana. Intelligence. Everything. Everything. These are all.
That also.
These are all material. That's all material. That is what we call the lingasari. But some foolish people expect the intelligence, mind, and
spirit. No, I understand. No. Thank you. Thank you.
Eta Kshitram Samasena Sarikala.
Now, Ama Mitram, Adam Vitram, Aisa Shantari.
In the first thing, Acharya Upasana. But these rascals, they do not do that. They have no Acharya. I still they write comment on Bhagavad Gita. You see, this is the rascal. Acharya Upasana. One must go Acharya and Purusha Veda. Unless one accepts Acharya, he does not do anything.
And then Amani from
Adamani. I can understand one word.
Yes, yes.
One word, if you understand, your life will be successful.
Yes, sir.
Don't go further. Acharya Upasana. This is a very important thing.
Yes,
Acharya Upasana. Yes. Acharya, who is Acharya? Then next the question is, who is Acharya? Evam parampara praptam imam rajasya. Those are coming. The Acharya Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Vitta Sampradaya, the four Sampradayas. So unless Sampradaya Vihinasi, Mantra has to develop. Unless one comes to the Acharya disciple succession, whatever nonsense he speaks, it is all useless. This is the most important thing, Acharya Upasana.
So, Cham Sairyam Atmenitra. Again, I will. Amanitram Adambitram Ahinsa Shanti Ayam Atajupatanam Sautam.
So, Amanitram, instead of becoming Amanitram, these Mahavadis say, I am God. Just see, this is Amanitram. He falsely claims that I have become God. This is mean Amanitram. And here, Bhushna says, Gopi Vattu Padatamayaro Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. This is Amani. This is Amani. So I am a servant of this sir. And these rascals are called, I am God. This is Amani.
Adambitram.
How much dambhi, proud they are. They claim to be God.
Ahimsa.
You see. Ahimsa means he is envious of Krishna. He is envious, not Ahimsa. He is Ahimsa being, though I, Krishna says, I alone be God. I am also.
Shanti.
So the Ahimsa begins from the Supreme. So all negative. These Mahavadis, they are Himsa, they are proud, they have no sense of what is Amanitam. This is Mahavadis.
Shanti Arjavam.
And they cannot be Shanti. Shanti.
Because
they cannot be. Shanti must be there.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Sure, sure.
Okay, Khanti. Khanti means toleration.
Toleration.
But, they do not allow Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no Khanti. No toleration.
Sorry, Pastor. Saucham Sairyam Atvinigriha. Saucham Sairyam Atvinigriha. India Arkesh Vairaj.
Saucham means Deshmare Kundarikakam sa Bhajya Bhantaram Suchi. Because he does not know what is Kundarikakam. He does not chant Hare Krishna. That is not Saucham. This is Saucham.
Sajjam.
Sajjam means fixed up. Krishna Sri Bhagavan sound. That is Sajjam.
Atma Vinikriya. India Arkeshu Vairajyam Anahankara Yugata.
Anahankara. This is the first class Ahankara. That I have become God.
Jannam nushu jaladyadi dukha doshan darshanam.
Yes.
Asakti anakata putradara vihadishu nityam tyasam.
We have no detachment for putradara vihadishu. They talk very big words, but attack the putradara vihadishu. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. The taste is there. Whether you have become detached from Putula or Gihadis. If not, you are in ignorance. You may talk very big words. That has no meaning.
Nityam Tya Samachittatvam
ishta anisa upattisu maita ananya yoga.
The basic principle is maita ananya yogina
upattisu yoga vicharini.
This is the basic principle. Without this, everything is wrong. Everything is false.
Vivikta desha sevitam arati jana sansati adhyatma jnana nityatam tatva artha tatva jnana artha darshanam.
Artha darshanam.
Tatva jnana artha darshanam. Then you have perfect knowledge of tatva jnana.
Yes.
Eta jnana. Eta jnana viti vittam.
This is jnana. This is jnana.
This is jnana viti vittam.
The basic principle of jnana is ananna bhakti yogi. That is the basic principle of jnana. Then I like things. Please automatically come.
Ajnanam yataha anyatha.
Therefore, in other places in Bhagavad, harava vaktasya kutu mahadguna. If one is not a pure devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualities. And that is not possible. Because here is our same thing. The basic principle is devotion. If that is lacking, then all this so humble. It has no meaning.
Now that is we have said about the testimony. Param Brahma, na sat.
Who is that Param Brahma? That Krishna. Because Arjun says, Param Brahma.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Yes,
Param Brahma is Jyoti.
No, Param Brahma. Brahma Jyoti, that is not Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So Param Brahma is Krishna. The Jnan means one who knows Krishna. He has that knowledge. Otherwise, rascal. That's not.
Anadi mat param brahma.
Maybe a big rascal or small rascal,
like me.
But anyone who does that, that is confirmed in another place. Bhunam janmanavante janvan man prapadra. That is the sign. When one surrenders to Krishna, then it is understood that he is really wise. Otherwise,
anadi mat param brahma na sat. No, asat tad uchyate. Asat or asat? Either existence or non-existence.
Yes.
What do you mean by asat?
Asat, asat and asat. Asat is cause and effect of this nature.
Cause and effect, not, yes. Not existence and non-existence.
No.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect. The Mahatattva is cause. And this cosmic manifestation is the effect.
Yes.
So, beyond that. Beyond that. Therefore, Krishna says, Mahatpadam. The Mahatattva is designed at his lotus feet. Samasitaji padapalla bhag prabha. Mahatpadam. Mahatattva is lying on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Mahatattva is nothing but the beginning of the...
It is total, some total of material life. Yeah, that is
Mahatattva. Can I read further?
Yes.
Sarvatapani padam anaha sarvatapani padam tat sarvatavasi shiromukam sarvatasya simannu.
Now we are padam pasila Krishna. So, my eyes, my hands, my legs, that is Krishna. You see? This is sarvatapani padam. So, if we understand this philosophy, that these eyes, belong to Krishna. So this hand belongs to Krishna. But now, this is my hand. This is my eyes. This is my body. This is illusion.
Now this my should belong to Krishna, then everything belongs to Krishna.
Everything belongs to Krishna. Yes. Because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, with my hands, with my legs, with my eyes, I cannot do anything except serving Krishna. How you can do? If the eyes belong to Krishna, then how the eyes can be used for other purposes? This is real knowledge. That is explained in the Narada Sponsa. Sarvapadhi vininmuttam tatparasena.
Nirmala.
That is Nirmala. Nirmala eyes. Brahma Bhuta. That is Brahma Bhuta.
Sarva Indriya Guna Basam Sarva Indriya Vivarjitam.
Yes. Now,
Asaktam Sarabhute.
He, yes.
He has got Indriya.
Described in the Vedas, it is said, Apani Pada Jagadab Guruntam. He has no hands and roads, but he takes whatever is offered. So now, that as soon as the sword is there, that he accepts whatever you offer, that means he has not had.
Indriya Abhasa. But not this Indriya, the 3 feet. Hey. Suppose if you offer me something, you are 3 feet away, I cannot take. But Krishna is in Vaikuntha. If you offer him, he can accept. Otherwise, he says, Bhakram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jogi Bhakta Aprajishthit. Now, he is in Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. We cannot calculate where he is taking. This is material calculation. But he has got such a hand that anywhere you live, he can accept. Because he has no hand. Therefore, he has no hand means he has no this little hand like
he has got no
unlimited hand. Unlimited hand. That is that you can how Krishna has body this. The Mahabhati was the thing. How do you reckon his body? If he has body, then he has limited potency. He cannot understand that although he has got body, he has an unlimited potency. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha. That is different from this body. Because he understands that there cannot be any body different from this, they say Nirakara. Not Nirakara. He has got body. He has got sense, he has got hand, but not like you.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam,
adhyatam. Sarvendriya vivarjitam means these rascal hand legs are vivarjitam. But he has got his particular type of hand and legs that they cannot understand. The limited knowledge does not allow them to know that there can be another hand which can be extended millions and millions of miles. That they cannot understand. Therefore, abhijananti manam mudha manasintu. They think Krishna is like us. They how can be God?
Asaktam sarva bhutyaiva nirgunam guna prakusha vahishanta se bhutanam karamacharam evasa sushasmatma tikeya durastham se antriketa.
Durastham antriketa. Durastham. Nobody knows where is Golok Vrindavan, how many miles are durastham. They cannot calculate. But Antiketa, he is within. He can accept. Yes, I did.
Abhivaktam sabhutesu vivaktam eva chasitam.
Yes. Abhivaktam is Paramatma. He is distributed. That does not mean he has become many. He is still what? Abhivaktam. Although Ishvara sabhutana, if he is Arjuna Pristhati, he cannot calculate. Now Ishvara is now divided. So his original position is gone.
Bhutapatputa tatyam jasishnu tamavishnu.
Yeah.
Jyotisham apitak jyoti.
Yeah, jyotisham apitak jyoti.
Jnanam neyam jnanakam.
We have got jyoti calculation of this sun. But this sun is only reflection of the Brahma jyoti.
Jyotisham apitak jyoti. Samatha paramatma. Jnanam jnayam jnanagamyam
yudhi
sarvasnivishitam.
Yes.
Hide kshetram tatha jnanam jnayam chauktam samasatah matvakta etan vikdhaya.
I am madhvakta, not satya. The madhvakta can explain this thing, not Adam.
Yes, now come
to is it clear?
Yes, absolutely. I am Rasha.
Very you are a bhakta. I can be that.
Sometimes I become. Prakrutim cha prakrutim purusham caiva vidyanadi bhavapi vikaramsa gunamsa eva vidhi prakrutim sambhavan. Kaya karana kartrutve hetu prakruti ruchyate purusha sukha dukhanam bhukti.
Yes,
this is very important.
Purusha sukha dukhanam bhukti. Yes, as you
cannot
get like fully. Fully is in punishment. You will have to suffer. And it is due to your criminal action, police has arrested you. You cannot make police responsible for your suffering.
Here, Krishna, that is what.
The prakriti,
what is that? Purusha prakriti tohi bhunte prakriti.
That purusha means jivatma.
Not
jivatma.
Paramatma.
Jivatma is within this body, prakriti. This is prakriti, material nature, jivatma. So, as you infect the quality of the prakriti, you become, what is called, entangled.
The highest plane comes in.
You become entangled. Now, as soon as you become entangled, suppose you become a dog. Now you suffer.
But when the dog is there, he does not think he suffers. Just like that.
That is illusion. That is called moha. Moha. No one is suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suppose a big man, a minister, or the prime minister, or the chief minister, he is also suffering. But he is thinking, now I am prime minister. That is illusion. Nobody is peaceful. Everyone is suffering. Because threefold misery, that is the condition of life. After all, Krishna says that if you are thinking that you are very happy, that you must know at least these things, janma mrityu jarabhyadi. How you can get out of this? You will die. Nobody wants to die.
Body dies.
Because these rascals, they do not know, death is natural. But why don't you like to die? That is suffering. But he thinks, no, it is good. But as soon as I say, I shall kill you. No. Don't kill. Don't. He does not like to die. But
helplessly.
Just like,
He who dies.
Then again, you are.
Because he has got this.
I need to give you his life. But you must come to the practical point. Then don't treat any person. You can say, who is suffering?
Body. We are treating the body.
There is no need of taking medicine.
I am treating the body. I am not treating you. You are treating the
body. That's all right. That body is there. And you are absorbed in body. Therefore, there is suffering.
You are the
people. You may say that I am not this body and I am just this body. But when the body is going to be killed, you become afraid. Because you are absorbed. Why go beyond this practical point? That's like everyone knows that you are not the motor car, everyone knows. But as soon as there is any breakage in the nice motor car, I am gone. Why are you gone? You are not motor car. But because you are absorbed in the sense that it is my car, you have become absorbed. So any accident in the motor car, you become unhappy. But everyone knows that you are not motor car. Why you become unhappy? This is called maya. So you are not completely free. So long we are in this body, so the suffering of the body is there. Therefore Krishna says that tolerance. Matras kolha sutontya sitasna sutadukhana. Agama paina nitya tang tithikas. Don't be mad because my motor car is now closed. Or there is some accident in my house. But you are not house, now you are not moved. Everyone knows that. But why have you become so much affected? Therefore, tam tisik prasrava. You have to tolerate.
Purusha prakriti sohi tumte prakriti dhan kuran.
Karanam kuna sanga. You are suffering because you have associated with a particular type of material quality. That say you have associated with some infectious disease. Now you are suffering. Karanam gunasanga. Why you affect that for one should remain always in satogun? Satogun. What is that? Back to the Bhagavad. Nastra prayasu avadrishu. Nityanga Bhagavata suraya. Bhagavati uttama shrati bhakti bhavati nashthiti. Tato rajastamo bhava. Tamulo bhadayastha. Chita itai anavidya sthita shakti prasidhi. We have to go to the platform of Satogun. Therefore, these boys are being trained, have to become in the Satogun. You cannot become a wise man. You remain in the Rajogun and Tamogun, and you become wise. And that is not possible. You must suffer. So long you are infected with the Rajogun and Tamogun. But this is the process. Even prasanna manasu Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. Again, Bhagavad Bhakti. If you remain in the Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, then you become prasanna manasu. Satogun. Sita-sakti prasila.
Subhadrasya anumatmara. Paramatma is abhiyato.
Jaya-sindhu-sabha.
Jaya-vambeti.
And this Mahavadi-dashka says that Paramatma-jivanasya.
यह एवं वेति पुरुषं प्रकृतिं च गुणेत सर्वथा वर्तमानोपि स भूयो न विजायते सर्वथा वर्तमानोपि व्हाटएवर द एक्शन इज
बट व्हेन आई कम टू नो दैट आई एम इटर्नल पार्ट एंड पार्सल इन दिस बैचलर इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड देन आई एम लिबरेट People one may call me, you are Bhangi, you are Chamar, you are this or that. But I do not belong to this. I belong. Hope you work for the Tamil. That's all.
These two lines are the Anye Sankhe na Yoga na Karma Yoga na Tapare Anye
Sankhajara Dasana means this. It is copying Sankhajara. There is another copy. His imitation. That is copying Devahuti Putra. That's Sankhajara.
Karma
Yoga na also. Karma Yoga na.
Any God should do for the sake of Krishna.
Yeah.
Karma Yoga. And yoga means?
Yoga means to connect with Krishna. Nibbande Krishna Sambandha. That is yoga. In touch with Krishna, with Hare Krishna. All is in touch. Because with Krishna's name and Krishna is not different. So if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are always in Krishna. With Krishna. Yeah, even while walking on the beach, chanting Hare Krishna means you are walking with Krishna.
We are reading this Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that is.
Chanting, no?
That is also chanting, yes.
Yava sanjayate kinchit sattvam sthavara jangamam kshetra kshetra knayoho san yoga tat siddhi bharatasgama.
Yes. Vitam sarveshu bhute the whole world. That is another way explained. Aparayam tastu vidhini prasitim kura jiva bhuta mahavar jailam dhaja. Why this whole world is going on? Cosmic manifestation. The Khetra, Khetra Bhaya. Because the Khetra is there, matter, and the spirit soul is there, therefore the whole world is there. Why the trees and the living? Because the Khetra is there.
Khetagna.
Khetra Bhaya. Yeah. Khetra is also there, Khetra Bhaya is
there. So Khetra is
the tree and Khetra. The dog is also. The Khetra is there, Khetra Bhaya is there.
Samam Sarvegali.
Samam Sarvegali Bhuteshu means the Khetra of God is there.
Istantam Parameshwaram. Yeah.
There is also Paramatma. It does not mean, because he is though, there is no Paramatma. There is also Paramatma. Because Krishna says, Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyasu Vaktudu. Krishna does not discriminate that I shall not remain within the body of dog. I shall remain within the body of a Brahman. No. Sarva Khetra is Bhuteshu. This is samatva. Because a devotee can understand that Krishna is there within the door, within the care. You know, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunite to Sapar Pandita Samadarshina. He knows that in every body there is the Paramatma and Atma. Then samam sarvesu.
Samam sarvesu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyantam vinashyantam yapati. Samam pachyam hi sarvatra sama avishyutam ishwaram nahinasti atmana atmanam tatahayati param satyam.
That samatha, he knows that paramatma is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. That does not mean paramanu has become paramatma. Dridra has become Lara. This is Aska. This is Aska. Dridra is Dridra. That is no. Within the Dridra, there is Nara. There is another. But that does not mean Lara has become Dridra. This is Aska.
Badan Lakri Maran.
And this Aska is Dridra.
What is
it now? Lara has become Dridra.
Now, my one point is there. You may call me a fool, even I don't mind. But everything is covered by God. So in Daridra, yes. Is covered by God.
Yes, that is the question. Everything is covered by God. But that doesn't mean everything is God.
I did not say everything is God. I say
that everyone knows. Sadbham Khaludam Brahma. This is not very new.
Daridra is also there.
Yes. Without God, there cannot be anything.
There should be an ounce of Narayana.
Yes. That does not mean. That I have already explained. But that does not mean he has become Nana.
I don't say he has become
Nana. But they say, Daridra Nana. They say, the rascal say like that. The difficulty is, all rascals, they have become leaders. They have no knowledge. And they become leaders. Therefore, the whole world is in chaos.
Prakritya karmani kriyamanani karasya pachyati tatha atmanam avkartaram sa pachyati.
Krishna says that even parampara prapam maximum rajasya. Unless one comes to the parampara system, he cannot understand the knowledge. But these rascals without in the parampara system, they interpret.
According to how many parampara
are there? Huh? How many parampara are there? No, how many? Take many. Take one.
Yes.
Now, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna.
Right.
That is a fact.
That way for the yes.
Yes. So, at Arjuna understands to take that. But all the rascals are going to understand Krishna, which is not spoken by Arjuna. Arjuna understood Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Amitabhava. Do they accept that?
They must accept that.
Why does he comment? When he is rascal and does not know anything about Krishna, why should he write comments on Bhagavati? Let him do his own business. Why you should come here? That is our protest.
Everyone has the right.
That's like he is a medical man. He is doing something. He is a storekeeper. Doctor sir, I said, what is this answer? What you ask? You cannot say that. He is a lawyer. If I say, Mr. Lawyer, why don't you accept this law? Will you accept?
All the great acharyas have commented it.
Yes. You should follow. That you should follow. You should follow Ramanujaka. Yes. Anadu Vasa. Even Sankracharya.
Yes.
Those have been accepted as
acharya.
Then you accept. But how one becomes acharya when he comes to the parampara system? He cannot become all of us as an acharya without caring for. Just like this Dayananda, he did not care for anyone. He became acharya. He started.
As I understand, or I am going to understand,
is there. That is not required now. But the time, that is not required now.
Ekathanam upashati tata eva chavistaram brahma sampajyate tata.
Yes, because the elements, material elements, bhuta, that Krishna relaxed. Therefore, one who knows Krishna, he does not take anything as material. Because it is Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy means what is called now there is that Shakti Shakti Mato Avida. Shakti means energy.
It's different.
And it's Shakti Man. Shakti Man is called Shakti Mata. So because it comes from the Shaktima. Shaktima is all spirit. Therefore, those who are very advanced devotees, for in their vision, there is nothing material.
There is no difference.
Yes.
There is nothing.
Aveda. Because it is admitted that Dhinna Pakiti me Asada. So this is Shakti. And Shaktima is Krishna. So anything emanating from Krishna, that which is called inferior.
Yes.
Inferior. It does not say.
It's not possible without Shaktima.
Yes, Shaktima.
Prabhupada is saying to the Brahman conception that he sees that beings are expanded everywhere. That's the same verse. What does this mean? Thus he sees that beings are expanded everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere there is living being.
Abhyayam.
Sarira Sobhi comes there, Nakaroti, Nalitya. Yes, there
is he. Sarira Sobhi. Because it is said, Paramatma and Jivatma are there. Both of them are in his body. So that does not mean the Paramatma has become like Jivatma. Or Jivatma has become for. This is the answer.
Although Sarira Sobhi, he is not affected by the pains and pleasures of his body. That is the defect of the Garudanarayana slogan. That although he has entered the body of a Garudra, it does not mean he is affected by the quality of the Garudra. But they are saying, oh, Narayana has come as Garudra. Let me give something. This is their slogan. That means Narayana is now affected with the Garudra.
अनुकूल करते हैं आप एक हजार मन यू मे बी फीलिंग बट अदर
Why not first of all offer to real Narayan and then distribute to the Krishna? First of all, try to understand. Just like we are what Prasad is doing, sir. Progress. So, but that does not mean that he shall say, we are feeding Daridra. We are offering to Narayana and then feeding to you.
They are not wrong. You do not talk.
You do not know. You do not know. Don't talk. Please talk. I know very well.
You take it
because you do not know. You take it from me.
But I can't take it without you explaining me. How I take it.
I mean, that brain will require 300 hours. Your brain
is already developed.
Now you said immediately. That what is the use of offering Narayana in the temple?
Because
he cannot distribute to the poor.
No, that I did not
try to understand first this. His Narayan Seva is there.
I understand it.
You will not allow anyone to speak.
But you are not. You will try to understand.
That because he cannot distribute food to others, that does not mean Narayan Seva is not.
I did not say that, sir.
Then why you are
I did not say that and you misunderstood me. That is where I am very.
Does this mean Narayan Seva is wrong?
I don't say Narayan Seva is wrong.
Then it is all right.
I did not say that.
It is given to the man. That is your prescription. But Arnakod is there. The prasad is there. I like you eat or I eat, it doesn't matter. You want to dictate to everyone, or you do not know anything? Yes, that is yes. Now you see, understand.
I understand.
He has performed the Annakoot ceremony. Either you eat or I eat. What is the difference?
Very different.
What way? Because you do not take prasadam, therefore you are not the one.
I take different prasadam, but then it's different prasadam. That is what I mean to say, otherwise.
No, you cannot dictate.
Prasad will say
prasad will be distributed without discrimination.
Everyone is poor before God.
Yeah.
But those people who are
hungry, why you dictate?
That's the difference. I don't dictate.
I suggest that you should be poor. Spiritual food should be distributed to everyone. Spiritual understand.
That's right.
So anyone who is spiritually poor, he should be giving prasad. It doesn't matter.
That's the criteria. Sama sarvesu bhutesu